Welcome home. It's good to have you here. So I don't have final numbers yet. I don't know how many students we have in the freshman class, but I think it's probably the largest freshman class we've ever welcomed to Cedarville. So if you are here and you're a freshman, stand up. If you're a freshman, stand up. Get up. Come on. Welcome to Cedarville. Good to have you all here. We also have a group that's returning that sat exactly where you sat last year. We call them sophomores. Sophomores, if you're in the room, stand up. Welcome back. Always good to have our juniors back on campus, too. If you're a junior, stand up. Welcome back. All right, let me talk to you about a few things that are happening around campus. Did I forget somebody? Oh, I forgot grad students. Yeah, that's right, grad students. All right, seriously, if you are a senior in the room, congratulations. Let's stand up and welcome all of these seniors. All right, if you're a super senior and you didn't feel like you qualified as a senior, you want to stand up? We'll welcome you back. Nope. Yeah. Nope. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. You know what? I can't do this with everybody, but I'm so excited we have such an incredible class of international students that are here on campus. So apparently they're all right here. So if you're an international, stand up. All right, so if you're unfamiliar with Cedarville, this first chapel is just kind of an introductory chapel. I'll get around to introducing the sermon series that we're going to roll through, but this is not a sermon. We just have fun. And by the way, chapel is not church. So if you come from a church where it's like wrong to raise your hands or to shout something or to clap or to, like, that's not this. Like, one of our, that's right. And so one of our three pillars here that I keep pushing for is we're going to do academic excellence, biblical faithfulness, and fun. So you can call it vibrant community if you want to, but it's just fun. That's what I'm after. I just want us to have a good time, not take ourselves too seriously. And so do that. Enjoy what we get to do here and have a blast with it. We've got a new dorm. How many of you are in this new dorm? Stand up. Stand up. Get up. All right, stand up if you're in the new dorm. They all reserve spots for their various halls, didn't they? Yeah, that's right. All right. You know, one of the things I'm really excited about, one of the reasons I wanted to mention this new dorm is because this dorm is named after faculty members and staff members who taught or served at Cedarville for over 50 years. That's unheard of. And we're honoring three of them in just this dorm. Pamela Deal Johnson served here for 50 years. That's the side, the women's named that. If you're wondering why it's Dill Johnson, it's because her husband was named Johnson. And okay, this makes it a little awkward, but I didn't think we should not honor her just because we had already honored her husband who served really well at Cedarville. And so she gets her own dorm named after her. And I think that's right and fitting and just. So we do have a Johnson and a Dill Johnson, and y'all can call it DJ Hall or whatever. Y'all will figure it out. It will make sense to all of you, and it'll be great, and I'll learn what it is, and we'll live with it. Murdoch Hall for men. And so Murray Murdoch served here for 54 years teaching history. He's a legend. If you don't know who Murray Murdoch is, you need to learn more about Murray Murdoch. He was absolutely just an incredible figure at Cedarville University, and so that's the guy's side. And then in the center, what we want you to do is learn how to communicate well with one another. And so we named it after Jim Phipps, who taught communication here at the school for over 50 years. Yeah. We also renamed Townhouse 2, which is a really creative name, Townhouse 2. Okay. Anyway, we named it after Dr. Gramacki, who taught in our Bible area and other places for 50 years. And so we had four faculty members we honored for teaching for 50 years. We still have another one still here teaching. Lyle Anderson has been teaching here for 54 years, and he's still going. And I hope he goes for many more years as well. And so that's open. We have a new Scharnberg Business and Communication Center. Man, they did such a great job. Our physical plant team, Rod Johnson and the crew, there's $75 million worth of buildings opened up this fall. And so for them to do is the job they did, and then you look at the grounds, and the grounds are all neatly manicured. Everything looks great. And so would you just give a shout out for all of our team that makes all that stuff happen? Okay, so heads up, next Monday, so 1 week from today, I'll be launching into my first sermon in Joshua on that day, but we're also going to do after chapel the dedication for the Scharnberg Business and Communication Center, and so that'll be afterwards. We'll have some guests here with us on campus that day. We'll be a little more dressed up because it's a big deal that day, and so you'll see that happening, and then it will be out here afterwards. It might mess with some of your classes right after chapel if you're in the Scharnberg Business and Communication Center. I apologize for that, but we need to honor the people who helped make that happen because we had some donors that gave substantial amounts of dollars to create spaces. Listen, we wanted a building that on the outside, the quality matched the quality of the faculty on the inside. And we didn't have that. And now I think we do have that. And so I'm excited to honor them, to give honor to whom honor is due. We also have a new Stinger statue. And this is the 100th year of our yellow jacket here. And so I'm excited about this. All right, so let me give you one word of caution here. There will be cameras on it, recording 25 hours a day. Yes, you're right, it can't happen. I'm just having fun, right? We said fun. This thing weighs almost a ton, almost 2,000 pounds. Don't climb on it. I don't want it to fall on you and make you part of the earth underneath it. And so there is no climbing allowed. Don't you dare even think about it. You are deputized. If you see anybody thinking about climbing on this, you, in the name of Jesus, are to lay hands on them without prayer. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. You are to gently admonish them in the way of the Lord to say, come on down. Bad idea, all right? I mean, this thing's really heavy. We don't want anybody getting hurt. Great to take your photos with it. Have fun with it. Don't climb on it. So we've done a lot of stuff. So everybody's like, okay, are you in significant debt? All these buildings have been opened up. This was donated by one of our dear friends and donors. And so we are raising money for what we're doing, and we had no debt on any of the buildings we opened up. The Lord has been gracious to provide $158 million committed to buildings like this. And that's the way we do things here, is we try to make sure we raise the dollars for the new buildings that we're opening up. And so that's one of the key things that we're after. All right, I probably shouldn't even spend time talking to you about what I'm going to talk to you about next, but I'm really excited about it. I think you'll be really excited about it. And so I want you to know it's coming. I'm actually doing something Thursday Night Live, one of the nights. It's on my calendar. I don't even remember which night it is. I'll go in more detail. So I'm going to go through this quickly because I don't need to take up a ton of time here. But we are doing a renovation to the dining hall next summer. So you will see that it has a lot of different tables. Some of them can still be merged together if you need to for larger groups, just as long as you put them back where they were and do all that, which you will. We're also going to open this bottom portion up. We're going to have some stanchions that go across. We'll open the bottom portion up even later at night, so it'll be open to like 10 or 11 p.m. We're still working on the details there. Now, your meal plan will work as normal, but once you go into that extra hours, you can use your dining dollars or flex dollars, whatever you call them, because not everybody's going to use it. It wouldn't be fair to spread that out amongst the entire group, but this is going to be awesome. Here's what's going to happen when you walk in the door. We've got a pizza area that we're pulling out. If everything works out as planned, here's what I would love to have. You to have the ability to order a pizza or piece of pizza or whatever you're after, and then it just shows up in there. And so you order it while you're in your dorm room. It tells you when it's going to be ready. You walk across, grab it, take it back, and it just makes everything easy. And so that's what I'm pushing for. So I did a poll on, I did a very scientific poll on Instagram over the summer. Yeah, y'all know how those go because we love the gram. And so I did the poll and found out that tacos are really popular around here too. So we're going to work hard to try to make sure we have pizza, pasta, tacos, quesadillas, and salads available at that nighttime. Again, this is draft work, so everything may not happen, but that's what we're pushing for, which will prevent you from having to run to Taco Bell at 11 o'clock at night. You'll probably still do it anyway, but that's fine. I mean, that's part of college life, right? Eating mystery meat. What's up?
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. It's today, actually, even though it's Monday and tomorrow, so you can go get Taco Tuesday. We're going to have a new allergen station. So this is a really expensive station because we're creating all of the, behind it, you see all of the places to cook. So by cooking it and keeping it all in this one section, there will be absolutely zero risk of cross-contamination. Our team does the very best they can. They do a great job now. But this means there's zero risk. Now, we have a lot of different allergies in our society these days, and so they're going to have all of that taken care of there. I can't promise you the food's going to taste good, because when you can't put anything in it that makes it taste good, then I don't know how you make it taste good, but praise the Lord, they're better at this than I am. I mean, you know, I'm great with microwaves, but that's about all I got. All right. This will be my station. This station is the dessert station, so you will see me there. Actually, I'll be over at Chick-fil-A getting a cookies and cream milkshake. But this has an ice cream machine that they promised me will work. Yeah. And contrary to like every other school in the country, we kept the self-cook station because I polled all of you previously and you all said you still like the self-cook station. And so we'll still have it. So this area serves absolutely no functional purpose other than to break up the sea of tables and chairs and make it look more aesthetically pleasing so that you can have spaces together. And so this will give you a better dining experience. And so we're excited about this. We've got a fake fire pit upstairs. That's not real fire. We wouldn't dare do that inside of a building where all of you are eating. But this is where all the awkward couples will have their dates right here. I can just see it happening now. I didn't hear that. What was that?
Will you be selling hazmat suits?
Hazmat suits? No. Here's your exit now. We're going to work on this. This will be cleaner. This will be more appetizing. Rather than you having to dump your trash and maybe missing and us having to clean it up like every 10 minutes, you just set your stuff on here. It'll rotate around. They'll do all that in the back. Now, here's the deal. We have a new superhero on campus starting next year. The new superhero on campus next year is the dish pit crew. If you are bold enough, if you are man enough, if you are woman enough, if you are strong and courageous enough to take on the hardest assignment in the history of the known Marvel Universe, I challenge you to work the dish pit crew once we put this thing into place. All right. Seriously, I think we're going to get shirts made up and like a badge of honor. Like if you're willing to work and to serve the campus in that way, I mean, I'm just saying. We're also going to have a store right out front. And so that store will allow you to get, I don't care what they serve in here, whatever y'all want, whatever you will buy, and whatever will keep you from having to walk across the street at all hours of night to go to DG and pick up stuff so that you can just grab it here. And there also, this will be where we also have our grab and go meals so that we move out of just inside the dining hall. So I'm excited about this too. All right, I've talked about that way too long. All right. If you want to know more details, come to the Live at 10 thing. I'll show you. I've got like 50 more slides on that, but we don't have time. We also have a new eating location on campus, and I want to introduce you to it. It's called The Cafe. So for me, The Cafe stands for cybersecurity and free enterprise because it's in that building, right? So that makes a lot of sense to me, but you know, whatever you want to call it. You can see some of the options here, the hot entrees and the cold entrees. You can see there's two vegetarian options on the hot entrees. There's three and gluten-free down on the cold entrees. And so this also will help take care of those who need to grab something quickly. It's meant to be grabbed quickly and go. And this will allow you to be able to get something that's good, that's healthy, fast, flavorful, and fresh. That's what we're after. Fast, flavorful, and fresh. Now, you see prices on this one. The prices are incredible, to be honest with you, but it is part of your meal plan. And so you can get an entree, two sides, a drink, or a premium item and an entree and a drink. And here's what I want to make sure that you know. There are five vegetarian options. I don't know what those things are because I don't think I've ever had a vegetarian option in my life. And so if you're like me, we'll be eating meat. It's great. But if you're a vegetarian, this is your spot. Like, we did something just for you guys. And so, awesome. Three gluten-free options. The Mediterranean bowl has 23 grams of protein. I don't know how, but it does. And so the Baja has 17 grams of protein and the basic has 20 grams of protein. And you can choose diced chicken as one of your two sides if you want additional protein to go in that. Now, that makes it not vegetarian. It's your science lesson for today. That's all I got for you. All right. We're starting a new program, women's golf. So if you have friends back home or friends that are here, but if you have friends back home that they are just absolutely phenomenal at women's golf, I mean like dominating in the name of Jesus, phenomenal at women's golf, you should text them and tell them this and they can inquire with us and we'll get them more information on it. Probably not for most of you in this room, but a lot of the alumni are wondering if the clock's coming back. The clock is back. The clock is there. It has its home. We are still working on the days of creation and where we're going to put those and how that's best going to be strategically laid out around the lake. And so we're doing a little more homework. We've got some consultants helping us because we're trying to make everything better. And so as we do that, we'll get that back out to you if you're wondering where that is or missing it. Now, all of the freshmen in the room, here's what I want you to pay attention to. So you probably can't, but if I had my way, every freshman would sign up for a D group. Do you know if you sign up for a discipleship group, statistics show that your grade point average is going to be higher and that you're going to retain better. I don't know what makes that happen. But I'm just telling you, that's what the statistics show. If you're worried, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to develop friends or have community, D groups, it's there for that. Like through book studies and through other things, and we're gonna let you sign up early. And so 8:26, you can start signing up for Bible study, prayer, accountability, intentional community. And so make sure you take advantage of that opportunity. We also, with everybody on campus, parking, it will sort itself out eventually. But we do have new parking lots. There's a parking lot behind the new dorm, which is pretty massive. It's a lot of asphalt, but it is there and it is close. And so we have it. We also have expanded the parking lot across the street with an additional 100 spaces in that area. And we expanded the lighting so that the lighting will also provide for good lit areas, and we put a crosswalk in, and so I encourage you all to use the crosswalk. Don't walk down 72, cut across the crosswalk. When you're coming across that crosswalk, if you press the button, it starts doing crazy lights everywhere, and apparently traffic should stop and let you go across. Be careful now, don't take that for granted, because in some areas of the country, they don't know that pedestrians have the right of way, and you don't win when you hit a car, at least most of you. If you're like, it's bad news. So be careful walking across. But if you'll walk across, you can also see in that lit area, there's a brand new sidewalk that takes you all the way down into where the dorms are. And so you don't have to walk in the road at all if you want to park across there so that you'll be closer to your dorm. We know how many students are here. We know how many cars are here. We know how many parking spaces are here. We don't have a parking problem. We have a walking problem. And so part of our philosophy for keeping you healthy after all the Chick-fil-A and Panda you're eating is to make sure that you have to walk some steps off to get to wherever you're going, so your parking space won't be 10 feet away from your building, but there are plenty of parking spaces, including additional spaces down near the soccer field. Those vans won't be there, but you'll have additional parking spaces down here. Now, I need your help with one thing on this. Down here at the very first entrance, you know, we took away those spaces, but I still see people parking in the first two spaces all the time. Like, if you park in those spaces, you can't get back to the additional parking. So just leave those first two spots are actually how you get in and out of the additional parking back there. So help me out with that. And make sure to register for your parking pass. So what we do is we discount it by 50% if you do it by August 30th. So that means all of you should do it by August 30th. It's only going to cost you $50 if you do it by August 30th at 4:30 p.m. If you get a ticket for being unregistered, that's $50. So then you get a ticket later on for being unregistered, it's $50, and it's $100 to go register it. So just register it. Just get it done. Just put it on your to-do list and get that knocked out and get that done and make sure that happens. Repeated tickets, if you failure to register your vehicle, is a boot being attached to your car and a $250 fine, and nobody wants that. And our people know. So I'm just giving you a heads up because I don't want you to be surprised. Also, one heads up on another thing. We will never send you an email and ask you for your social security number, your credit cards, or anything of that nature. And so if you get an email that's pretending to be from Cedarville University, your bank, or the federal government, then we're not trying to steal money from you. So don't give that information out over email. Just make sure that you're careful for that. People like to pretend they're somebody. And nobody but the federal government takes your money without reason. So, I shouldn't have said that. All right, yeah. I shouldn't have said that. Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm supposed to respect my government. We'll pray for them later. All right. Moving on. I went back, went too far. Okay, let me talk to you about Title IX for just a second. So at Cedarville, we're committed to fostering a community that lives out our core values. Love for God, love for others, integrity in our conduct, excellence in our effort. And so as we do that, we don't tolerate sexual discrimination, harassment, violence, abuse, or stalking in any way. And so those are not behaviors that are okay, along with other behaviors that are in our Title IX policy. So what do you do if something like that happens to you or you observe something that's happening? You report it. And so here are the ways you can report it. And this is all on our website too. And so you can look up cedarville.edu/Title IX. All that information will be there. There's an email address, there are phone numbers, or you can go right around the corner here in the chapel to DMC 180B and you can report those things. And so we take this seriously at Cedarville. I ask you to take it seriously as well. We want to be an authentic Christian community that loves one another well. So let's do that. Hey, we have a Living in Babylon, really it's a creation conference, because we got Answers in Genesis and Ken Ham and Martin Isles coming to campus. And so they will be here on the 9th of September at 10 a.m. and then also in chapel on the 10th, but also that night, that Monday night at 6 p.m. we'll be there. Now, we've already had like 400 plus people register from the outside coming to this. And so I'm letting you know so that you'll know to get in here if you want to be here for that at 6 p.m. We'll have music. We'll have some time of worship. We'll have some presentations from Answers in Genesis. And so I'm just letting you know about that. Another opportunity that you might not find out about, Sidewalk Saturdays, September the 7th, October 5th. These are all Saturdays. And November the 2nd, first Saturday in every month, downtown. They're actually like blocking off Main Street. And there are booths and there are businesses out there. And they're doing cookies and coffee and all sorts of other things. And so I would just encourage you all to go down and take advantage of those opportunities. And also to let you know that if you're driving, you're not going to get through downtown. Like, you're going to get detoured around, which is fine. I mean, in Cedarville, the detour is not that big of a detour, but it's there. All right. Some of you may not have met my awesome wife, Joy, who is down here in the front row. But you will get to meet her on chapel on Wednesday, August 28th, because I don't know whether this is wise or not, but we are going to do a Q&A, and she can tell stories about me or whatever she wishes to do in that time, because she will have a microphone. And so if you have questions that you want us to talk about, email them to questions@cedarville.edu, and we will look through that, and we'll choose the ones that I'll choose the ones I want to talk about and only show those to her, and then we'll, I'm just kidding. We'll talk about whatever it is that comes in that we want to discuss. And then also, she teaches classes here too. And so, what's your class this time? Is it? Biblical Theology of Womanhood. And so, if you are a freshman with only three classes and you're female and you want to add a class, add a class. This is a great class to add. And then Counseling and Mentoring Women. She had other people help teach that as well. But that's a great class for you to add. All right. I promise I'm not going to go way too long, but we do go past 10:50 on opening chapel because you don't have classes to go to. So I'm walking through Joshua this year. That's going to be the book that I go through the entire year. So when we think about the book of Joshua and we start thinking about all of the things we see in the book of Joshua, and then I'm trying to come up with a title for the sermon series that kind of resonates to help us remember exactly what the book of Joshua is about. The things we typically focus on are like, be strong and courageous. I mean, it's in the first chapter four times. I get why we focus on it. It's repeated, like it's an emphasis and it's there. But I really think be strong and courageous is the application of the main idea of the book of Joshua. It's what we do in response to God. And so when we walk through a text of scripture, we don't focus on the human-centric response of God as the main idea. We focus on the theocentric understanding of God because it's the indicatives about God that drive the imperatives, which are the application for us in our lives. And so what we're focusing on here is that there is a God. And in that God, every single word that he promises us, every single word comes true. And that's what I want you to remember. So right now, at this time, with all of the transition, and some of you being freshmen, and some of you may be struggling with transition because you had great moms and dads, here's what I want you to know, is that every single promise that God has given to us will come true. God is faithful, and we can trust him. You can trust him today, you can trust him this week, you can trust him through this semester, you can trust him when you graduate and you're looking for that first job, you can trust him with everything in your life. Every single word comes true. So the book of Joshua, some would call it a history book, probably better called in the early prophets as it sets that off. But it's the conclusion after the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Old Testament. And they're talking about the promises made to Abraham and kept all throughout of there's a land and God's going to make Abraham a nation. He's going to give them this land. And we start wondering as we're reading, are you really going to do this? Because all of a sudden they're in Egypt, they're in exile. And then you've got Joseph and he's like, well, Joseph is in charge. This is going to be great. But then Joseph dies. And Joseph says, when the Lord visit you, not if, when he visit you, gets my bones out of here. And then there arises Moses. And God tells Moses, go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And Moses says, who am I? I don't even know how to talk right. How am I supposed to go tell Pharaoh anything? And God says, I'll be with you. And over and over and over again, he says, I'll be with you. It's not that we are something special. It's that we have a God that is special that is with us. And what you see in Joshua is all these promises of the land coming true because every single word is there. And Joshua lives this. And we get a testimony in Joshua chapter 21, verse 45, when he tells them not one word of all the good promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel had failed. All of it came to pass. And then you see Joshua 23:14, where he's saying, I'm about to go the way of all mankind. That means I'm about to die. He's on his deathbed. When grandpa's on his deathbed, you listen to what grandpa has to tell you. There are not many words left. It's time to give you the most important thing that you could possibly have. And what is it that I need to lock in on? I'm about to die, but you know in your hearts and souls, all of you, that not one single word, not one word has failed of all the good things that the Lord God promised concerning you. All of it's come to pass. Not one of them has failed. That same God has made promises to us. And the promises to us is that he will be with us. The promises to us is that he died for us, that by believing in him and confessing with our mouth that we can be saved, and that because we are called, then we are sanctified and we're redeemed and we're glorified. And glorified is a past tense, meaning that this is already as good as if it's already happened. And so no matter what we face in this temporary life as pilgrims passing through with all the shiny trinkets and everything else that are all around us, there's an eternal home awaiting us, and we live as citizens of heaven, and we are awaiting the return of King Jesus, and he's gonna make all things new. Every single word. So every single word is probably a really bad title because you have to explain it like I just did. But hopefully now that I've explained it, it's gonna ring in your ears every time you have something come up. Every time you have a doubt, you're gonna go, no. I'm not listening to the father of lies who seeks to kill and destroy. I'm replacing the lies of the devil with the truth of the word, and the truth of the word is that God is faithful and we can trust him. And whether you're in a high moment or whether you're in a really low moment, I want you to recognize the Lord will be with you. Think about Joshua. Look at these texts in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 31, 7 and 8. All right, we know Moses isn't gonna make it. Moses is gonna go the way of all mankind. So then Moses summoned Joshua. He said to him in the sight of Israel, be strong and courageous. You're gonna hear that again. For you shall go with this people into the land that the Lord has sworn to the fathers to give them, and you shall put them in possession of it. But it's not about him, that's not why. It's that the Lord who goes before you, he will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Listen, what y'all, we're gonna get to see God use hailstones to take out people, and God bring bees to drive people away. Maybe they were even yellow jackets, it says hornets, but maybe they were, anyway. God does all kind of amazing things because he's the one that's fighting the battles for us. So the only way we can be strong and courageous is because we see that God's gonna be with us. Then in Deuteronomy 31, 23, the Lord's talking. The Lord commissioned Joshua, the son of Nun, and said, be strong and courageous. You're gonna see it again. For you shall bring the people of Israel into the land I swore to give them. I will be with you. Well, I'm not Joshua. You're not. That's why I got this last verse down here. Joshua 1:5, he tells us again, so I will be with you just like I was with Moses. I will not leave you or forsake you. Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you. Not only was he with Joshua, he was with Moses. He was with other people as you look throughout the scripture. And when you come to Hebrews 13:5, it says, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. So when you go to that first class and that faculty member who thinks their subject is the most important subject in the known Marvel universe gives you a syllabus that's way too thick, our faculty don't do that, but at other schools you would encounter that. And then you get five of them and you're like, oh Lord, he's gonna be with you. He's gonna get you through it. When you get a phone call with bad news, he's gonna be with you. He will get you through it. When a tough time hits, when that dorm roommate just turns into a demonic spirit straight from the devil, just kidding, that never happens around here. Well, everybody always loves each other. There's never any conflict in the dorms at all. The Lord will get you through it. Love for others, core value, there you go, all right. You can do that. So then our response. If God's word is true and every single word comes to pass and he's faithful and we can trust him, and if God is gonna be with us, if those two things are true, if those two indicatives are true, then the imperative for my response is be strong and courageous. It's easy, but it's not. That's why it's four times in chapter one, because it's not easy. Y'all, Joshua was the one that led the battle. You remember with Moses' hands up or down? Joshua was down there fighting, could have been killed. That's pretty strong and courageous to me. Now, Moses' hands go up, they win. His hands go down, they lose, because the battle was really the Lord's. But he had to be on the front lines risking his life. And so you see that he was there strong and courageous. But then he's told four times in chapter one, be strong and courageous. Because friends, we struggle with this. All of us struggle with this because all of us have fears and all of us have anxieties. And the answer to the fears and the anxieties is to remember that every single word he promised us is true and that God will always be with us. And because of those two truths, we can be strong and courageous. So we're going to walk through that this year. We also have to recognize Joshua 1:9 talks about meditating on scripture. Now, I say no Bible, no breakfast, but here it's no Bible, no breakfast, and it's at the end of the day too. It's not going to depart from your mouth, and you're going to meditate on it, that scripture, on the law, day and night. When you get up, when you go to bed. And then you're gonna be careful to do it. You don't just meditate on it and dismiss it. You're careful to do it. So let scripture be in your brain as often as possible. Listen to it, read it, meditate on it, think through it, memorize it, journal it, write it down. Every single way you can think of to get scripture running around in your mind and transforming your life. And for every hour you spend scrolling on that device, you should spend 2 hours in the Word just to get rid of all the junk and to get the good stuff into your mind. And so make sure you do that. And then the book ends with what's on most of our coffee mugs at some point in time in our life. Choose this day whom you will serve. Well, you know, that's not a bad question for us. We're back at school. It's a time of transition. You're starting fresh. Perhaps you were in all sorts of mess you shouldn't be in this summer. It's a fresh start. Who are you going to serve? Is he God? Is his word true? Or isn't it? Start off right. Get in the word. Surround yourself with encouraging people. Lock arms together and let's go. We've got a God that's worthy of praise, and we've got an opportunity to change the world and to make an impact on eternity. So choose this day whom you will serve. All of those themes you'll see around campus. All of those themes will be on stickers that you get to put wherever you want to. What's that?
Not on the statue.
Not on the statue. Don't put them on the statue. Yeah, thank you, Samuel. Yeah. Stinger is sticker free. No. Cameras 25 hours a day. And you're gonna get a t-shirt. But what are you gonna remember about this t-shirt? This t-shirt is me living out the application of the truth that God's word never fails and that he is with me. All right? If you try to do this in your own strength, not gonna happen. It's just not. We don't do it in our own strength. We do it by the power of the Spirit that lives in us. We do it by our reliance upon his word, meditating on him day and night. But this is our application. This is our call. This is what we do. Because every single word is true. Now, I wanna pray for you all to start the semester off, and then we're gonna sing one song, and then we'll have you out. And then tonight, we're gonna have a treat. Philip Miller is going to do our Bible conference this week. He's from Moody Church. He's going to walk through Jonah. It's going to be awesome. You don't want to miss it. And I want you to pray with me because I want the Lord to move in our midst. If there's anybody that doesn't know the Lord, I'm praying they get saved this week at Bible conference. If there's anybody that needs a fresh start, that needs to confess sin, I'm praying the Lord will do his work this week at Bible conference. I'm praying that we will start fresh and that we will not waste our 1,000 days, but we will number every single day so that we live a life of wisdom. Dear Lord, I pray for all of our students. The range of emotions, the range of places where they are, where they've been. Lord, I don't know how to pray for each one, but I pray that you would do what you need to do in each one of our lives to draw us closer to you so that we would live out lives faithful to you so that you would be glorified. For God, you are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of glory. And God, you are so good to us. You are such a good God. And Lord, you love us so dearly. Lord, help us not to be distracted by the lies of the devil or the things of this world that seek to pull us away or hold us back. But Lord, help us with a reckless abandon to run after you. Lord, help us to recognize that you are holy and that you are worthy and that worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Lord, help us not to waste this time, but help us to live in the reality that every single word you say is true. You are faithful. We can trust you. In Jesus' name, amen.